Oh, Foo Fighters and Outside, and it was the Wonder Stuff before that with The Size of a Cow. Watch it. Two good tunes, though, I've got to say, taking us into the last hour of the mid-morning show here on Rocksport Radio, because it's early afternoon. Of course, now, I told you it would pass quickly. That's us into Monday afternoon. It's Liz Clark with you until two, so less than an hour. Alex will be in shortly. He's back from his break, well undressed, so Alex Horsh will be in for a wee blather later on before he comes in at two to bring you drive time through until 6 o'clock. But for now, we're going to talk athletics. Now, nine Scottish athletes medalled at the British Championships in Birmingham, with five of them winning gold. Laura Muir, Neil Gourley, Zoe Clark, Chris O'Hare, Guy Learmouth and Gemma Rieke have also secured selection for the Great Britain and Ireland team for the European Indoors in Glasgow next month. And I'm delighted to see we've got Peter Jardine from Scottish Athletics on the line now to tell us more. How are you doing, Peter?
I'm doing very well, Liz. Yeah, delighted to join you.
Yeah, it's good to speak to you. Thanks for coming on again. Now, listen, did you expect Scottish Athletics to win as many as five golds over the weekend? Incredible.
The five goals was particularly good. I must be honest and say we did set the bar quite high. We were hoping for a number of medals. Just to put it into some kind of context, at that British Indoor Championships, Scottish athletes have won, I think, 9 medals in 2017 and 9 medals in 2018. So we're really hoping to get around about that mark. But it's excellent that we achieved, you know, that the athletes and their coaches achieved 9 once again. It's a really good figure.
Oh, definitely. And that list of athletes that are read out, they're a solid set, you know, to be representing the UK. They'll be a real asset to the team, won't they, Peter?
They will be. I think you're saying that there will be a number in there that will be in the hunt for the medals, or certainly getting into finals, and that will be their target. Yeah, I should say it was 9 medals in that. I think there was maybe about 5 more athletes that finished in 4th place, so really, really knocking on the door of the podium in Birmingham, and then subsequently, as you say, those five that took golds, Laura Muir, Gemma Rieke, Zoe Clark, Chris O'Hare and Neil Gourley, they're automatically in the team for Glasgow, and so is Guy Learmouth, who finished second in his 800 metre race. So it's exciting, and I think, you know, for the likes of Gemma, who's 20, Neil Gourley, I think, is maybe about 23, Zoe Clark as well, they were, I think, first time British Championship indoor medalists, gold medalists. So really good to see some of the newer names coming through and topping the podium.
Oh, definitely, and you know, and they'll benefit too from the home audience at the European Indoors, won't they?
Oh yes, I mean it's been a huge target for them, and I think that's probably why there were quite a big contingent of Scots competing in there. We should add, you know, that 6 automatically selected, but the selection window is open until this Sunday. There's a big event in Birmingham on Saturday again. So Ailey Doyle, Andy Butchart, Lindsay Sharp, a sprinter called Adam Thomas that we have at 60 metres, and Ailish McCogan, they're all in with a chance of joining those 6. And I'd be pretty hopeful that we might be able to get 2 or 3 of those just to make it a very, very strong home contingent, as you say, for Glasgow 2019. The other aspect I was looking at it this morning was, you know, Neil Gourley's from Giffnock North, Gemma Rieke's from Kilbarkin, Laura Muir is talking about Glasgow as her hometown. She's been in Glasgow for 8 years, so there's a really strong sort of presence there. They're very, very motivated to be competing in their home city and looking forward to it.
Oh, without a doubt. And the guys you've mentioned there, and the ones that obviously have got guaranteed selection, how do they compare, Peter, with the rest of the Britain and Northern Ireland athletes?
Oh, they're right up there in the top echelon. Liz, they are. I mean, Laura's obviously right up there in the very top echelon of Europe and the world. So, I mean, I think it'll be fascinating to see how Chris O'Hare does. He's moved up to 3,000 metres, you know, just for the indoor season from 1,500. Neil Gourley's a fast-improving 1,500 metre runner. He was in the Athletics World Cup last summer and won a bronze medal, but then missed out on selection for Berlin for the Europeans, and I know that hurt him quite deeply, but he's shown terrific attitude, Neil, just to get his head down, go back to America for a few months through the winter there, and then as getting in the team for Glasgow was a big target. Zoe Clark and Ricky, two names that we are starting to really make an impact on European and global athletics. They're young athletes. They've come through the system in Scotland at Kilbarkin for Gemma and Aberdeen AAC for Zoe, and they're starting to look very, very good indeed.
Oh, absolutely. And you mentioned Laura Muir there now, and Gemma. Laura could be competing against Gemma Rieke if she decides to run in the 1500 metres.
Well, that was a fascinating development over the weekend. It's been talked about behind closed doors for quite some time. Will she, won't she, will she be able to double up and do two events? Laura's done two events at a number of championships over the last couple of years, and she's had some good success at it. It did look initially as if the programme would be difficult for her, the schedule of races and the number of, the sheer distance of it, the number of laps that she's going to have to do. However, having studied the programme quite closely myself, I did have a feeling that this Friday night, where she would be asked to run in a heat for the 1500 about 7:15 in the evening, and then at 9:45, 2.5 hours later, compete in the 3000 final, I did believe that is not beyond the talent of Laura Muir to get through the heat in the 1500 and then go win a medal in the 3000 and then come back for the 1500 final on the Sunday night. That is definitely not beyond the compass of Laura Muir with the training that she does and the experience that she has now. But it'd be very, very exciting to see if she can go and go and get medals in front of a Scottish crowd in Glasgow, in the Emirates Arena track where she's been training since about 2011.
And would you be brave enough to predict a winner in that one then, Peter?
I don't want to stick my neck out just at the moment. I'd be very surprised if Laura doesn't get on the podium for one or two of the events if she's in. Whether it depends possibly who else is there, whatever top European athletes. We're still not quite sure whether some of them will commit to the 1500 or commit to the 3000. But what is not in doubt is that Laura is the standard bearer now for the Scottish athletes. She is the one that they are being inspired by her. She's possibly taken that lead over from Emily Doyle or people like that from the past. But you can just see it within her own training group. Gemma Rieke is in Laura's training group. Another young athlete from Kilbarkin called Kerry McAngus finished fourth in the British Championships yesterday behind Gemma, and Kerry's only 19. Saul Sweeney, another athlete in the same group, finished fourth in the men's final. So actually that group, trained by Andy Young, have performed extremely well at the weekend. Two goals and two fourth places in the British Championships, and then two of the athletes, Laura and Gemma, selected by GB for Glasgow 2019. So there's a real momentum building behind that, and that's what you need. You need role models and you need momentum.
Oh, absolutely. So we're anticipating more medals then at the European Indoors.
We're hopeful. I don't know if we can anticipate. It's sport. It's top level sport. Anything can happen. You can touch. Don't want to tempt fate, but you can get ill the week before. You can pull something in the warm up. You can get disqualified. That happened yesterday in one of the 800 meter races, which worked to Guy Learmonth's advantage. So anything can happen,
and that's why
you're obviously reluctant beforehand. But You want people to be going into it in the best shape, in the best confidence, in the knowledge that they've done the training and they're in a good place. And there are a number of Scottish athletes who look to be in that position. Yeah. And that's encouraging.
Absolutely. And we've talked about this before, Peter. It's such a great endorsement of the standard of athletics in Scotland. Just briefly, what's going right, if you can be brief for a question like that?
It's hard to be brief, but what I think going right is that the clubs have, for a number of years now, Scottish Athletics have been sort of leading and directing, but it's the clubs that do the work. They're creating the right environment for athletes to prosper, and then becoming more athlete-centred, and they try and give the opportunity to the youngsters to improve and to get to the right events, and then you see them stepping up maybe to British-level events or then to European-level events. It's just a small snapshot of it, but Scotland has actually had an under-20 European 1500 meter champion for the last three under-20 European Championship events. It was Jake Whiteman won 4 or 5 years ago, then it was Josh Kerr, and then it was Gemma Rieke. So you can see that line, and we've now got the under-18 European 1500 meter champion, Kane Elliott from Falkirk. So there's a direct line being passed, going up the way or coming down the way in terms of motivation and inspiration. But really, it's the clubs and the coaches out in the field on the wet Tuesday nights, the cold Thursdays, difficult conditions, sometimes grass tracks, sometimes no indoor facilities, sometimes right up against it, but they're getting the messages through and they're they're creating the right platform for athletes to develop. And if you do that, and if you create that situation, then hopefully someone turns over a couple of gems, yeah, like Lorna Muir, and they come along, and then you polish that gem.
Absolutely. Well, it's exciting, interesting stuff, but really exciting. Peter, and thanks again for joining us with all of that, and we look forward to Glasgow 2019.
Thanks, Liz.
Thanks for that, Peter. Peter Jardine there from Scottish Athletics. It really is an exciting time when you hear Peter just to fill us in on bits of that there, just bits of what's going on. Really exciting time for Scottish Athletics.